Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Yay, Sam! Woo!
Yay! Yay!
I missed that intro, actually. I haven't heard that in a while.
Congratulations, Sam Lowe, winner of MasterChef 2022. How are you?
I'm good. I'm like, yeah, I can cook. Yay!
Yay! You can officially cook real good.
Yay! No, it's been insane. Like, it's wild. I'm very grateful for the opportunity. It's surreal. Not a lot of people get to win a reality TV show. That's crazy. But also just like being able to like tell my story on mainstream media. Like, how cool is that?
We were just talking about this off air. It was a really awesome season of MasterChef because it was like genuinely a really nice snapshot of New Zealand cooking and like the types of people who are making really awesome and exciting moves in the cooking sort of space.
Yeah.
And it's been lovely to see all the whole time you've been on MasterChef, we've been getting texts from the listeners being like, did you see Sam's meal this week? It was really good. And like, I reckon Sam's going to win this one. So you've had Team BFM behind you the whole way,
yes,
Sam.
Yes, thank you. You know, it's like, it's hard to know as well, because when you're like down there competing, you're like just in your own little space,
yes,
right? So it's like, you don't know if you're doing good enough or like, if the direction that you're taking is like the right direction. So it's like, it's a lot of like looking after yourself and then like keeping your like mental clarity on point. And yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
One of the things that was really striking about the show was it looked like you all got on really well as a crew of people. What was it like to film this?
Pretty hectic schedules, but I get it, because it's like they just kind of want it, you know, condensed and done as efficient and kind of smoothly as possible. Yeah, it's like 6 days a week filming, and so the cook days are really early morning starts, and sometimes it gets quite late in the evening as well. But the cook time itself is that like either hour or hour and a half or whatever, and that's like exactly like timed. That's kind of like the schedule. And there is some kind of practice time as well. So the accommodation that we're at had like practice kitchens where we could roster ourselves and we can just like experiment on dishes and stuff
as well. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about that. You made some amazing meals across the series. What was your personal favorite one? And also, how do you prep and plan for those meals? Because every sort of time they're like, and what are you going to be making? It sounds the most incredibly like thought out, beautiful dish. And I'm like, did you just pull that out of nowhere? How did you practice for those ones, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, besides the final where you had to design a restaurant, you can't really just pull that out of a, like, you don't have 5 minutes to like, plan a restaurant. But all the other ones, yeah, exactly. It's just like when they announce the challenge and then they rejig the cameras, it's like, okay, go. So it's like thinking on the fly quite a lot. And I guess like that also makes better television, right?
Totally.
So in terms of my favorite dish, it's like, it's hard, right? The one that had the most impact was the final dessert that I did, right? Because I walked into this competition being like, I'm not great at desserts. And, you know, and then it's like throughout the show, I was like building so much confidence with like flavor and technique. And I was like, actually, you know what? Like I can cook. Like it's like all in my mind.
Yes.
So then it was just like whipping out something like crazy. And I was just like, this is something that would excite me, right? And I think it's like the perfect end to my journey on this competition. In terms of like my favorite that I would eat every day would probably be the Matsuriki challenge, which is I made those green dumplings in the broth, because it's like, it's food that I would want to eat every day.
You know,
it's like nutritious, it's wholesome, it's like yum.
From your competitors, because there were so many interesting places people were coming to the show from with their own cooking experience or their, I guess, inspirations as well. What were some dishes or some like vibes that people were putting out there that were really exciting for you as a fellow chef to see happening?
Meeting all the foragers were really cool. Like,
oh, wicked,
you know, like Alex, we would go for walks all the time, we'd get coffee and stuff, and then she would just be like bowing over in the shrubs like picking stuff, and I'll be like, what are you doing? I was like, is that even safe to eat? And she's like, yeah, it's, you know, and it was just like interesting, and she like taught me a lot. But I think the foragers definitely, because it's something I don't really do as a city boy. What else? And all the modernist cooking techniques, like you know, learning a lot from Elliot, you know, like the sous vide and all that type of stuff, like the really high modern kind of Eurocentric cuisine, like it's not something I cook a lot with at home, so learning all those things were really cool.
And you said it's like been an awesome experience to kind of share your story on television. What do you mean by that? Because I feel like if you watched the show, you kind of understand that. But maybe if people dipped in and out or they didn't see the whole thing, what was it like, you know, talking about yourself and your own sort of journey with food on that platform?
Yeah. It's hard to say, like, kind of how does the food reflect who you are, right? I mean, I'm lucky enough that I am able to express my lived experience through the medium of art that I have practiced a lot with, and that is food. So,
totally.
So using food identity to kind of tell a story, and that's kind of the main reason why I went into the show, actually. So kind of my story was like, I came out, you know, there's not a lot of people like me on screen. And I want that food to celebrate that. So it's like, you know, coming out being like, you know, there's no boundaries and barriers, and there's no like absolute or right and wrong. So just cook whatever you feel that expresses yourself. And then tapping into my cultural heritage and like adding like Chinese identity, but Kiwi Chinese identity to everything. So, you know, and I would say that I don't represent all Kiwi Asians or Kiwi Chinese people, but it's like expressing that there is so many individual lived experiences within that too. So, and I think that my food reflects that, and no one else can kind of cook that food too. And that was really important for me to like do that on the show.
I gotta say, I was waiting for the ramen episode. You know, I was like, when's Sam gonna pull out the ramen? that was one of my all-time favorite breakfast foods you did for us, was the ramen history. That's what we loved about having you do this segment, was that you always brought a lot of really interesting new stuff to food that maybe we eat all the time and hadn't thought about, or brought brand new foods in for us. And it was you know, always a special thing. So super stoked to see you excelling on this platform, Sam. It's been such a treat. I wondered, what's next? What are you up to now? It's sort of the big wide future of food.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest prize that I think, you know, is the cookbook deal, you know. And I think that is a great opportunity for me to get, obviously have more exposure in terms of inspiring others to cook, you know. It's a lot of people kind of go, yeah, do you want to open up a restaurant? It's like, no, I don't really want to cook for people. I want to like inspire others to cook for themselves. And
totally.
I feel like that's way more important. And yeah, just make it more accessible, kind of like building a pantry, you know, maybe a simple Asian pantry, and kind of cook food that's yum and easy to make. And I mean, obviously I have some kind of more interesting recipes in there too, but yeah, I think that's the first one. I would love to be in more media, because I think representation does matter, and and hopefully that will inspire others to go forth and do the same, I think.
Oh, Sam, it's so nice to have you back on the show. We're so stoked for you. We knew you were going to win. We were like gunning for you the whole time. And now we can say we knew you before you were super famous and cool. But yeah, we're super, super proud of you. Congratulations again on your MasterChef win for 2022. And we'll see you in a cookbook shelf very, very soon.
Thank you.
Food for thought.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.